Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's so encouraging and good food for the soul. Good edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Father, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory and praise. Help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help our infirmities, we present our bodies. We would do it more perfectly, O God. We go forth to the battle, Lord, knowing that it is a battle, saying that it's a battle, remembering that it is a battle, and that the forces of evil are ever working. And we know, God, that you're always working. So we would be on the right side. We understand that we can scatter, but we would rather gather. We would rather be with you. So help us today, Lord God, to come together with one accord, be of one heart, one soul, one body, one spirit, to give glory to the one God. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith, to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ, to glorify thee, O God. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, Sister Burgess had a word yesterday. She began by saying, I have no friends. Now, we have to not be lettermen. So I'll have to maybe expound it a little bit. The interpretation is, I'm going to say what God wants me to say. I'm not going to be moved away by what you... Is that how you interpret it? Okay. Otherwise, you don't hear what the Spirit said. Now, we love to be lettermen, especially, you know, when it gets us off the hook, but we're still on the hook. Amen? And the reason she said that, there's more to it, is because whenever the word is spoken, there's always that force to shut the man of God up or whoever's been. You know that. They do it by getting upset, by being perturbed. This is all to say, shut up, shut up, shut up. Now, what they say, well, no, it's saying, I'm hurt. No, you're saying, shut up, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. That's what you say. I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to take it back. All this garbage is just because you do not want to be corrected. You don't want to be reproved. If you don't want to hear what I'm saying, you can leave. But I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And that's why Burgess said it that way. Anybody that's spiritual know that I'm telling the truth. Whenever the word comes forth, we're trying to find the scripture to justify what we're doing. Even though we don't have our book open. Right now, somebody's trying to find something to say. Well, you know that he's not saying it right, because that force is ever working. It just shows you what you're standing in defense of. I'm standing in defense of the gospel. If you're standing in defense of your feelings, we're not going to say the same thing. Now, I'm concerned about your feelings, but not above the word of God. Everybody understand that? Anytime the word is spoken, that opposition is there. Overtly, subtly, somehow. Shut up, God. Shut up. Well, God's not going to shut up. And that's for your good. Huh? Praise the Lord. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said. See how I'm blessed that God helped me to interpret those things. We all heard the same thing. I mean, by the natural ear, but not necessarily by the Spirit.
Glory to God.
But we have ears to hear. God's given them to us. He's going to require it of us. We can't act like we're heathen and say, well, I didn't know that I was supposed to obey them that have the rule over me. Huh? I didn't know when I judge others, I judge myself. Well, we don't know exactly. We don't know that. Not how we ought to. You know how I know? Because I see how we keep judging one another. Huh? One stands up and testifies. All the judgments aren't right. But when they judge themselves, not knowing. They understood that they were judging themselves. They'd be more careful in how they, huh? That's why God told us that we're judging ourselves, so we would be more careful. We're going to be stupid. Praise the Lord. So, even now that's going on, you know, everybody. Thank you, Lord. And it shows up on the faces. Doesn't matter. We'd like to hide, but we can't. And we would say, well, you know, it's okay if my face looks like this. Thank you, Sister Angela. See? She's going to help me out a little bit. Not all the time, but see, today, praise the Lord. You know, when Angela's in the right spirit, her face looks like an angel. So I don't even have to, I just look at her face. Absolutely. I look at your face too. Huh? Really? Angela can be just like a little child. Absolutely. She's not always that way. Okay then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes Angela gets the upper hand. Yeah, when Angela gets the upper hand, no good. We have to crucify Angela. This is concerning Angela, not you. I have to clarify. Hallelujah. What's your name? That's the one you have to crucify. Glory, glory. Crucify the flesh with the affections and lust. Huh? Or else we'll be drawn away of our own lust. Huh? And we'll depart. Thank you, Lord. So, often that's where I stand, you know. I'm standing in defense of the gospel, and someone standing in defense of their doctrine, or standing in defense of their feeling, or standing in defense of their falsehood. Well, we're going to have trouble. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're standing in defense of your feeling, I'm standing in defense of the gospel, we're going to bump heads. Because you standing in defense of your feeling is going to say, shut up. Or I'm leaving. I don't want to hear it. See? But I'm standing in defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Gospel means good news. That means good news for you. Shut up. Don't want to hear good news. I see. Shut up. Can't take no more. I'm leaving. No good news for me. Is this good news? Let me see it on your face. Hallelujah. I bring you good news. Glad tidings of good things. Publishing peace. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's not uncommon that men don't want to hear God. No. 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 God sent Ezekiel to a bunch, and he told him in front of his face before he went, I'm sending you to these people. You know, they're my people, Ezekiel, but they're not going to hear you. They are not going to hear you. Huh? Well, God, why send me? Come on. He did send them, though. He did send Ezekiel with the upfront warning. They will not hear you, man. They're not going to listen. And he told them why. They don't listen to me. Now let's put it together. But when you don't want to hear what the man sent from God has to say, then you don't want to hear God. Huh? You standing in defense of your feelings, say, I don't want to hear. Now, you ought to hate them feelings. Huh? Because they say, no, God. Shut up, God. Shut up. I don't want to hear no more.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, we're grateful that God's long suffering with us. My dad wouldn't let me talk to him like that. Y'all hear me talking?
Hallelujah.
I couldn't even think it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't be here to tell it. No, but God, we talk to God any kind of way. Sharp, God. Sharp, God. Sharp. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Get out of my face.
Glory, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God.
Hmm?
Beautiful.
Well, why do you say it like this? Because this is the light that it should be in. Your feelings won't put it in this light. Your feelings will say, oh, woe is me. Oh, he's against me. He don't know what he's talking about. See? Come on. Somebody say amen in here. Hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, God went to great lengths so that we could hear him. You know what he did? He gave us ears to hear. Because it's given unto us to know. Let's not be willingly ignorant. Praise the Lord. So now we know that our feelings gets in our way, huh? That's against our faith. Well, I'm going to say more. Hallelujah. I'm going to say more. Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach. I mean, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I'm not preaching for glory. I'm not preaching for fame. Huh? I'm preaching in obedience and submission to God. Running for my life. Needing mercy. If I wasn't just like you, I couldn't preach to you. Y'all don't understand that. Oh, y'all don't understand that. God is all wise. And he requires of us righteous things because he went before us. He does know, no matter what you say. He was tempted in all points as we are. So he can be a faithful high priest. He can have compassion on us. Yes, is that all them poor folk in the flesh? If it wasn't for my power, they'd be overcome. Oh, but we have his power. Huh? Now let's not have a form of godliness and deny the power. Hallelujah. We got power to hear the word of the Lord. Yeah. To put them old feelings behind us. Under our feet. We will never serve God acceptably by our feelings. Huh?
Amen.
We won't pray right by our feelings. We won't hear right by our feelings. We won't preach right by our feelings. We won't treat our neighbor right by our feelings. Huh? We won't do anything right by our feelings. Hallelujah. So we settle on that, huh? Glory, glory. The just shall live by faith. Not by sight.
Amen.
Not by feelings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we wait till driver feels like playing the organ, he'll never play it.
Amen.
See?
Thank you,
Jesus. Huh? I like the way I preach. I like the way I preach. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't think we're going to put this in system? Huh? We're not going to speak fables and allegories. We're going to talk about the truth. And the truth is always about you. I play the organ, but I don't know how. And look at all that mess I made. And if God wanted me to play it, I'd play it. Because he'd make me able. Really? I believe God could make me able to play that organ. In fact, if driver keep drawing back, he might make me able. Huh? That'd be a testimony against him, wouldn't it? Absolutely. You don't believe God will do it, huh? Huh? Praise the Lord. You despisers. You despisers. You despisers. Oh, you'll believe it when I play my tune then, won't you? Huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He can do it.
Yes.
If not, he's not God. Not only can he make me play the organ, he can raise up rocks to praise him. He can do it. I said he could. I believe it's so. That done provoke some of us. You know why? Our feelings get in the way. I don't feel like praising God. I've always done it this way. I'm not going to get beside myself. I'm not going to act a fool like Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I suppose driver felt like it. He played the organ. He do the other things he feel like doing. See? Now put this on and wear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You we'll know that we're indispensable. Right now, we think God can't do without us. Huh? That's why we move the way we move. That's why we respond the way we respond. Oh, yeah, God can't do without me. Huh? You keep that attitude, he'll do without you for all eternity. Hallelujah. How wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord. We shouldn't despise it. Or he's going to talk now. You're going to tell him to shut up, then you can't be in his presence. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? They got a term in politics they call walking back, which means that the politician makes a statement. And then he goes back and says something that takes away everything that he said. Well, y'all like to hear me preach, and then you like to walk it back so that I didn't say what I say. But I say what I say. Absolutely. And I don't walk it back. That's the same as taking it back. Can God say what he means and mean what he say? Putin and hallelujah. He said, my people are impudent and hard-hearted. Amen. He said, they're rebellious. Stiff-necked. Yes. But we're his people. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And he promised to save his people from their sins. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Of course, it's his choice. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You mean he chose to save us?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're not worthy, are we? Praise the Lord. We deserve to die? Yes. Hallelujah. So he's shown us mercy, right? He's had compassion on us, right? Hallelujah. Oh, we should respond righteously. Huh? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works toward the children of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all know that's written in the book? Now, think about it. Why would God write that in the book? Why would God write, oh, that men would praise the Lord? Why is that written? For his goodness. And for his wonderful works toward the children of men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, we got to get some spiritual understanding from that, huh? Of all the things that, you know, the men of God could be inspired to say and it be written. Why, oh, that men would praise the Lord. No, notice it's not, oh, that birds would praise him. It's not written like that. No! Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice. Thank you, Lord. When I feel like it. When I get around to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here, saints, here's your round to it. Here's your round to it. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. Here's your round to it, man. Get it now. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How deceitful the heart is. That's why we don't see ourselves telling God to shut up, because our heart deceives us concerning what we're really doing. When we don't praise him, our heart deceives us. It's okay for me to be natural. Hallelujah. I've seen lots of things. Hallelujah. I've not seen too many grandparents nonchalant about their children. I've seen them nonchalant about God. I've seen their faces look so bad. I've not seen it concerning grandchildren. Huh? Now, maybe it happens. I've just not seen it. Huh? So, somehow they find the wherewithal. They get a good face on. When I preach the word, somehow, huh, they find occasion to get an ugly face. Huh? They find occasion to look in there and find something, oh, that can trouble them, something that take the smile off their face, something to take the joy out of their heart, and then they dwell on that, they dwell on that, they forget about the rest. Satan has duped you. You've been deceived. Now again, when I'm done, and there's one thing that dwells in your mind that calls your face, your countenance to be low and drop, then again, you've been deceived. I'm telling you up front. See? So you won't be deceived. After all this preaching, you find something to dwell on. Take away your joy. Yeah, come on. You've been deceived. I didn't deceive you. You've deceived yourself. Hallelujah. I see it happen all the time. That's why I'm grieved.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen, brother.
Your kinfolk do the same thing and you wonder why.
Thank you.
Huh? Y'all wonder why Rachel's bitter. Because you're the same damn way. You find one thing and throw away everything else. Absolutely. You want me to shut up, don't you? Well, just leave. I got to talk.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the truth.
Well, yeah, we do thank God for the truth. Truth makes us free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm at a disadvantage, you know. Well, in this sense, because I live here, you think that what I preach is because what I know about you. What I preach is because of what God tells me. I'm not going to back up. I'm determined not to know about you. Absolutely not. I'm determined not to know about you, except Christ is in you. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Now, when you feel like, well, he's just talking about me, then amen. You're the dog that the rock hit. And Dad used to say, if you take a rock and you throw it at a bunch of dogs, the one that holler, that's the one you hit. Huh? You having trouble with my preaching this morning? Then you're the one I hit. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. How deadly it would be for us if God missed. He don't miss. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not looking at God. I'm looking at the man. I know. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, even though I said something, not going to understand. You know why? Their feelings are going to get in the way. They're not going to understand what I go through, what I feel when I'm told to shut up.
That's right.
And I know when I'm being told.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can't do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're rebellious because we have ears to hear and we won't hear.
Thank
you, y'all know that's what makes for rebellion? The world is not per se rebellious. They're just doomed. They're lost. They're reprobate. God gave them up. They don't have any ears to hear. We're rebellious in that we have ears to hear and we won't hear. In fact, we tell God to shut up. Huh? So we'll have excuse not to hear, but he don't shut up. We'll have to shut our ears. Y'all remember Isaiah's commission? You go to these people now. You tell them to see and not see. That was his mission. He's to tell them to hear and not hear. How long? Until I make everything desolate. Yeah, that's how long. Till they dry up and blow away. Hallelujah. We need to love mercy, though. Again, you could say, why is that written? Why would God have to tell a man to love his wife? Well, why would I have to tell him to love his neighbor? Why would I have to tell him to love God? Hey, hey, why? Why? Because there's forces working that say the contrary. That's why the law concludes all under sin. Because there's something working contrary in every man. That's why the law concludes all under sin. So there's something working in me to tell God to shut up. That's how I know it's working in you. See? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. By the word of my testimony. Now, how we oppose the word of our testimony. Complain, no problem. Tell lies, no problem. Sow seeds of discord, no problem. Overcome by your testimony. Oh, my God. I don't have to do that. Well, then God's a liar then. He said overcomers overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, by the word of their testimony. With the heart, man believeth. That's not the end of it. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We never make the confession, we're never going to be saved. Huh? I belong to Jesus. Go ahead, tell him. I'm dying, oh Lord. I heard your voice. Hallelujah. Now, you all know that man's more prone to complain and murmur. You know how I know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'd rather do that than to give God thanks.
Yes, hallelujah.
Huh? How easily the enemy convinces us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're either too spiritual to do it. Come on. Huh? Too rebellious. Huh? Too stupid, something. Oh, that men would do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I wasn't able. I knew, as stupid as I was, I couldn't say, John, you shut up. I couldn't even. Come on. I couldn't. I knew that. I sort of knew my boundaries. He had me hedged in. God has me hedged in. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. I wasn't able to, debate with him. We love to debate with God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And when we finish the debate, we've won. Because we think we've convinced God that we shouldn't do what he told us to do. Jeremiah called us and said, well, I know I'm still lacking because I hadn't done what God asked me to do. And then he called back and said, I want to make a correction. I ain't done what God told me to do. I said, right on. God hadn't asked us to do anything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He commanded us because he's a commander.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Even if he puts it in the form of a request, he's still telling you. Y'all don't know that? And the commander don't always say, well, thus saith the commander. Y'all show up at 6:30 for formation. He just said, now y'all be here at 6:30. We're going to have formation. See? If you're dumb, you won't show up. He said, well, he didn't command me. That's how we do God, I see. Ain't we something? He catches the wise in his own craftiness. You should understand God has left no way out for us. That's because he intended to save us. If there was a way out, like the goats, we'd find it. The goats find the way out. Hey, Seth, I found some of your subjects down here. Yeah, God's subjects would get out if he didn't hedge them in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's going to keep all of his subjects. Huh? Not the least grain will fall. Not the least. You're going to save even you, Charlene. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. I think that's good news. It's the news that I've got. Praise the Lord. Huh? Like one said, I don't make the news. I just tell it. Jesus Christ, he died to take away your sin. Rose for your justification. Hallelujah. He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Hallelujah. Hopefully we hadn't found something bitter to chew on to make our countenance drop. That's a ploy of the adversary. But he has to have something to work with. When our feelings is in the way, we're easy prey. Huh? No matter what God says about us and how much he say he loves us, we'll find something to look sour about. Huh? How ungrateful, huh? How ungrateful. Hallelujah. He called me a dog. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Can I get some of them crumbs, Master? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, when the woman said that, Jesus said, ah, great faith. Huh? Oh, when we get perturbed all the time, get upset at anything, then guess what? Huh? Not faith working. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now God's given us faith.
Yes, Lord.
It's a gift from God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we live by faith.
Amen.
Brother Stere said, we've come here to learn to live by faith.
Yes,
Bible said the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because we must believe that he's God.
Yes.
Or we don't tell him to shut up.
Amen.
We can't do that by faith.
Amen.
Understand that? Now, we have faith, but we can't tell God to shut up by faith.
Amen.
We have to depart from the faith
to
do it. Hallelujah. We have to depart from the faith that he gave us, that he might save us, to tell him to shut up. That's quite ungrateful, isn't it? Well, what you should say is, search me, O God.
Yes, absolutely.
See?
You
shouldn't try to find the scripture to refute what I'm saying, or some good deeds that you've done to refute what I'm saying. You should say, Lord, let me hear this, so that I might say, truth, Lord. Hallelujah. He's a very present help. Charlene said, I need help right now. Well, let me tell you. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what I've said to make Charlene's countenance drop, but evidently she found something. See, that probably not the only one. See, that's how we tell God, shut up. And because you're hurting me, God. You're not representing me right, God. See? You know God's representing you right?
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's chasing those whom he loves.
Amen. True.
Yes?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So when we say, wherein as thou love me, understand. That God is loving me this morning. Oh, the love of God. So rich and pure. So measureless and strong. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Now understand, whatever your response, it's just the word trying you. It has nothing to do with me. Just understand that. Just understand it's God dealing with you, and that's your response. You might want to get out from under, but it's God that's dealing with you, not Pastor Rice. God dealing with us. Hallelujah. Pastor Rice didn't choose preaching. God chose him, that he might save you. But you have to hear. You have to mix faith with the word being preached. Hallelujah. As long as you put it on me, you're going to say, well, God's not dealing with me. It's Pastor Rice. He don't understand. See? Well, by faith, I understand. That I'm doing what God wants me to do. That's what I understand. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read from the book for a while. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Brother Stair made a little example yesterday, and it provoked me. He was talking about one of the little sisters who in the garden all alone. And he saw the other little girls passing by laughing and going on. He said to himself, why don't they see that little sister over there laboring? Why don't they go over there and help her? Now, he did say it. Y'all don't mind me recounting, do you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's put it in the spiritual. shouldn't we do that? Let me see if we should do that. I hear you, Ann. Thank you, Lord. It says, help me, I'm going to find it here. It is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Then it said, why is this written? Is that written because God loves the ox? Or, no, see? I see. Praise the Lord. Huh? It was written. Huh? Praise God. As an allegory, you know. Yeah, the man of God is the ox. He traded out. So, what's muzzling in his mouth? Shut up! You see, I'm hurt. I'm wounded. Hey, shut up! You don't have to do it like that, Pastor Rice. I got it now. Well, let me see it on your face. You got it? Let me see it on your face. Hallelujah. Huh? It's not written for the ox's sake. It's written like that. It tells you plain out. There's no riddle in it. He explained, no, it's not written for the ox. But it does say, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that traded out the corn, which we shouldn't. I mean, if he's going to work labor for you, then you got to feed him. So in this instance, he's talking about sowing spiritual things. Sowing spiritual things. Of course, if we receive them as carnal, they do us no good. Because our feelings say, oh, carnal. Hallelujah. He didn't say it for the ox's sake. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read it out of the book. Or saith he altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? See? Fathers, be partakers of this power over you. Are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. See, that's in the book. Paul said, but I've used none of these things. Neither have I written these things that it should be done unto me. For it were better for me to die than any man should make my glory in void. Because my glory is in the Lord. That's my words. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I found nothing to glory of. Huh? For necessity is laid upon me. If God called the preacher, and he's not a preacher except God called him, because how can he preach except he be sent? Then if he's sent, it's because of necessity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Necessity is laid upon me. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Praise the Lord. If I'm not preaching the gospel, you shouldn't listen to me. You're not going to fare well if you say, well, you go ahead and I'm going to see if you preach the gospel. And if you do, I'll look good. And if you don't, my face will drop. See? Well, whatever your face does, I'm preaching the gospel. because necessity is laid upon me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, why didn't the little girls go help? Just one example. Why don't we go help when folk, huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, I guess we could come up with lots of reason, but come on. I noticed yesterday Dorothy had dishes, Edie had dishes, Ruth had dishes. Dorothy got over there and act like she had dishes. The others, I had to remind them. I said, hey, don't y'all know you got, even after that, they still sat around. I said, what kind of deal is this? Oh, well, this is not the way we do it, I suppose. I mean, she provoked me. I was about to help her. Dorothy was actually, man, she was moving with purpose. Absolutely. And I saw that and I said, they're not provoked by that? Huh? Now, they're both hard workers, you understand. Yeah, neither Edie nor Ruth are slackers. But they didn't rise to the occasion yesterday. Absolutely not. Dorothy was moving with purpose. And she's a little handicapped, but you couldn't tell it yesterday, man. She was getting the job done. In fact, she was about done by the time Ruth got through playing around. Make sure you put it on and wear it. We don't mind helping people as long as we can fit them into our schedule. When we got something we determined to do, then we don't want to help. But people need help when they need help. Everybody understand that? Praise the Lord. They that are sick need a physician. Praise the Lord. Need help when you need help. Well, at least it wasn't Kurt in there. He probably would have responded differently than Dorothy. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. But knowing Kurt, he, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was not that they were like Mary choosing the good part. They were just not in tune with what was going on. You know, they just didn't have the understanding. One point, Dorothy came back there and talked to Ruth. It didn't motivate her, though. It didn't motivate. Before I left, I went back and said something to Ruth one more time. Because, I mean, it just pricked my heart. Look at this woman, and where's the help? Now, of course, we just heard Brother Stair preach. Oh, why didn't them sisters go help that other? But see, we receive everything as a favor. It has nothing to do with what we want to do. See what I'm saying? God had us hear that so that it would have no bearing on us. Have no bearing on the things that go on around us. It has to do with something that happened way back when. I guess that was 2008. Yeah, it was back for then. It's not for now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what gets in the way of us helping folk is our way. Absolutely. Now, the other thing Brother Sarah talked about was picking peas, and yeah, I'll let you help me if you pick them right. Well, that can go two ways. For some folk, you'll never do it right. Absolutely not. You'll never do it right. Really, they prefer the doing it right rather than your fellowship. Understand that? Huh? Yeah, there are those that are stubborn that just won't do. We see it all the time. He talked to us about the strawberries. It's still that way. We go out to pick strawberries and we'll say, well, I've done that. And some will go pick it again. Are they? Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, we all have our own judgment. Praise the Lord. But we shoot for a standard. Absolutely. And if we say, well, we're only going to let the ones pick them right, then I guess none of us would go out there. See, we have to put the spiritual application to it. Hallelujah. One that does it in righteousness, putting his heart to it, endeavoring to follow after righteousness, he's doing it right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The one that's out there to punch his ticket, no matter if he pick all the right ones, He still ain't doing it right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But it's plenty of that. That's why we do things by ourselves. Well, I'd ask somebody to help me, but they don't know how.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Or I don't like the way they do things. I'm going to choose my partners. Always going to be me and Terry. See? I'm hitting the mark, you know. I'm always going to pick Terry. Because, see, Terry does it right. I'd pick Kurt, but he don't do it right. Huh? Now, look at you and see why you always pick the partner you pick. Huh? Ask yourself. Praise the Lord. Huh? We do it right. I see. Glory. Woo! Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what Kurt said. I said, Kurt told me, he said, Pastor Rice, you said, come on. My ears, they tuned in. He said, now you were talking about men and women, Pastor Rice. And he said, well, he told me what his mother said. He said, my mom said, I'd rather work with men any day than women. Well, being a man, I know why. Yeah, they don't work good together. No, they don't. No, they don't. Because they need to quit like women.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. And some will say, well, you know, she worked good with the brothers, but she don't work good with the sisters. Oh, I'm in trouble today, Angela. I'm in trouble. Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, you said, Pastor Rice, that, you know, no matter what's going on between the brothers, when they have a job to do, they forget all about it and get the job done. Not so with sisters. True. I did say it, and it is true. And that's the difference between the men and the women. Huh? They put all the excrement aside and do the job. Women, huh? They put all the excrement there, and they don't get the job done. Now, if you would receive this, it would help you. If you say, well, he don't know what he's talking about. I've lived long enough to know what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Now, you ask yourself why you have trouble getting along with the sister. Because they're like you. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I did hit the bullseye.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
My brother Stair told us to get along. We have to do away with our way.
Amen.
Oh, but it's the right way, Pastor. Well, I see. That's why we can't get along. If your way is right, we can't get along. See? And that's why the sisters have a problem. They said, my way is right. And there's a letter and there's a spirit to that. Hallelujah. If someone is doing it with their heart with good intent, it's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'd rather have a willing participant than an expert any day.
Amen.
I know how to do this and I know how to do that. And some Joe show up and say, man, I'm willing to help you. Whatever you, come on, just let me help. I'd take the one that wants to help.
Amen.
Huh? But usually, with us, we're the ones that know and want to tell. Then we can't help. See? But I know how to do it right. Well, there's a spiritual application to that. You know how to do it right and keep your sister your sister. You know how to do it right and not offend. See? There's a letter to it, and then there's a spirit. The letter kill it. The letter separates. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Well, I'm in deep trouble today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, woman hater, huh? Not me. Not me, saints. I love them that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Job said, man, why is light given to a man whose way is hid and whom God hath hedged in? For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody ever have any trouble? Hallelujah. He was unto me as a bear, lying in waiting as a lion in secret places. He had turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He had made me desolate. He had bent his bows and set me as a mark for the arrow. He had caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He had filled me with bitterness. He had made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. Hallelujah. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number and set others in their stead. Therefore, he knoweth their works and he overturneth them in the night so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come unto him. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. The cry of the poor come up to God. The cry of the afflicted. Absolutely. God hears. Praise the Lord. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be against a nation or against a man. God is only available as he makes himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Or if you've found him or he's found you, you need to hold on to him. Wonders of wonders. I sought the Lord. I found him. I cried unto the Lord. He heard me. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. That I might come even to his seat. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backwards, I can't perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, I know where he works, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand so that I cannot see him. Praise the Lord. Now, this is natural and spiritual. Praise the Lord. Even though you see, you won't see, which means you won't discern. You won't understand. You won't understand what the Lord is doing. Everybody understand? All you'll see is Pastor Rice don't talk right about me. People don't treat me right. They don't do me right. And you won't see what God's doing. Huh? Because you don't put God in the knowledge. You put everybody else in the knowledge. Job didn't do it like that. He put God in the knowledge. And we should acknowledge God in everything. Hallelujah. In all thy ways. Acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. But you disregard him, he won't direct you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I pulled somebody who David Strzok sent me. He sent me lots of things. Most of them are useless. And I say this because that's not what God's really concerned about, not what I'm concerned about. So many numbers of babies were killed. Well, you know, that's not our business. This preacher came on and said, shame on you pastors. Shame on y'all. Well, yes. Shame on pastors. Absolutely. He says, because you pastors that, you know, Mr. Trump is in the White House. And Mr. Heck said, it's because you pastors ain't, for the last 25 years, you ain't done what you need to do. That's not right.
Amen.
Pastors are not for the world.
Amen.
Pastors are sent to God's people.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And yes, shame on the pastors because they hadn't done by God's people what they ought to do.
Amen.
They had nothing to do with Mr. Trump, nor Mr. Hicks, nor none of that political junk.
Amen. Trump, Lord. Amen.
But that's the state of, you know, the so-called church. I'm not concerned about Mr. Trump.
Amen.
No, he's doing what God would have him to do. Now, it would be our righteousness if we would do what God would have us to do. Huh? Don't be entangled with the affairs of this life. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, it is shame on the pastors, but because of the condition of the church, not the condition of the world. Nevertheless, we put God in the knowledge. God's still performing his will and good pleasure. He still has a remnant of people ordained to believe the truth. Because they've been ordained to salvation. To obtain salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Hallelujah. Now the truth is the truth. Hallelujah. When I talk about your feelings, telling God to shut up, that's the truth.
Amen.
Just understand that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
And simply that's mean your heart's not right.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And you love the truth, then it takes care of your feelings.
Amen. Truth,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So true.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you,
Lord.
Shut up, Daddy. I don't want to hear you talk.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't even have to say that. If he was talking to me and say I turned my head. Say he was talking to me and I wasn't looking him in the eye. So I do have some training. Huh? Now, if I would do this to my earthly father, how much more my heavenly father? Huh? Hallelujah. Well, when God talks to me, I listen, but when you preach, Pastor Rice, I have to make sure you're saying it right. Well, I see. Well, we like God when he talks, but not through the man, huh? God didn't do right when he chose man to bring a message, did he? Huh? I don't mind God feeding me with knowledge and understanding when I go over there in my closet and he talked to me. Not by a pastor. Well, read the book. How did he say he would do it? He said, behold, come on. I will give you pastors.
Yes,
well, he said it.
Yes.
I shouldn't say it.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
According to my own heart.
Glory.
Not according to your feelings.
Amen.
They'll feed you.
Yes.
With knowledge and understanding.
Glory.
Y'all want me to walk that back, don't you?
No.
I ain't going to do it. Huh? Y'all need to get a happy face this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, when I go back in my mind, I can't think of anything that I've said to make countenance drop. You know, I mean rightfully. I've said what God told me to say. Of course, that might do it, but I'm not going to shut up. Hallelujah. Like Paul said, necessity is laid upon me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You,
would you hear the word?
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Pastor, we want to have a good time.
Thank you,
well, let's do it.
Hallelujah.
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 That's why some get married. You know, sometimes they go out to the bars. They're not looking for commitment. You know what they're looking for? Good time. That's how some come to God. They're not looking for commitment. No, commitment is yes, Lord, our God. What they're looking for is a good time. Come on. Y'all look me in the eye this morning. They're looking for a good time. Huh? He's not for good time. He's for salvation. He's for eternal life. He's for everlasting salvation. Of course, that's a good time, but in a different sense. Hallelujah. Good time and commitment's not same. No. People like God for a good time. Oh, yeah. Well, we can't have him for a good time. If we have him, we must be surrendered, submitted to him. Huh? But I'm sure in every Christian's life, you know, we come to the point, I didn't know God was going to do it this way. And we didn't. He called us with guile. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He opens things to us, unto us as need be, so that he can still save us. And when we first met and we'd seen everything, we wouldn't have gone. We said, nope. No. No. Nope. That same way about marriage. Well, we said, nope, don't want to get married. Come on. Come on. Come on. He said, no. No. I didn't know this man was going to try to rule over me. Huh? I thought he married me to love me. Oh, I said, oh, I'm on a roll. Huh? I didn't know he'd expect me to submit to him. That's not why I got married. Hey! I'm on a good time. Good time, saints. Good time, huh? Hallelujah. What about the commitment? Well, that's what he make to me, not what I make to him. I write it on a paper, but I do it differently, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, what's he to us? He's our husband. Absolutely. Not for a good time. Oh, praise the Lord. Not for a good time. For commitment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, that means I have to change. Well, we'll have to be changed. We only know him the way as much as we know him now because of a change. If there was no change, we wouldn't know him at all. And the change is going to be completed. We'll see him as he is. Is that the hope you have? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John said he rejoiced to hear the bridegroom's voice.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I do too, Pastor. I just don't like that preaching you do.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sometimes you preach good.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Some might even take that back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope you hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This Christian life isn't what we thought it would be. We should understand that it is what God intended to be. And then we should just submit to that. We shouldn't whine and cry because it ain't what we thought it should be. We should just understand we just didn't know. But we shouldn't complain that God is saving us. Huh? And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. It is right. Read it in the book. Praise the Lord. Or saints ain't going to have to go through tribulation. Or they might be here for the tribulation, but they ain't going to be in it. Really? Hey, from whence are these? Where did they come? Hey, these are they that came through great tribulation. They washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. These are not the ones that escaped the tribulation. These are the ones that came through great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, I guess I'll have to be done then. Praise the Lord. But remember now, when we find something to dwell on that causes our countenance to drop,
amen,
we've been deceived.
Amen.
I've said some things, but I've said right things.
Amen.
I've said nothing against anybody. Now, whatever God says, we need to hold on to my people. How about that? Huh? That'll be some consolation in that, huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how the woman with great faith received it. Dog? Oh, yeah, they get crumbs. Hallelujah. She didn't get offended.
Amen.
Getting offended is shut up, God. Y'all know that? I want to hear it, God. Enough, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, for God to make himself known, you have to make us know ourselves. That's how men come to God. He lets them see themselves as they are. That's how men come to God. And if we stay with him, that's how we'll stay with him. When we get delusions of grandeur about ourselves, we're going to depart from the faith. Huh? Yeah, we're going to say, Pastor Rice, he talked too rough for me. Huh? He talked rough, doesn't he? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, he talked rough. Praise the Lord. But understand, God helps him. Let's give glory to whom glory is due. God helps him. Hallelujah. Yeah, since I stand in defense of the gospel, and I really mean that, it's things that come against the gospel that perturbs me, that I fight against. Not my field. Not my field. Not my field. Huh? Not my preferences. If every man had his own preference, they wouldn't get along. No, they wouldn't. And that's the trouble with men getting along. You know, I think it was Levi that called, said, you know, I desire fellowship. You know, I'm in the spirit, but I desire some physical. He did. Y'all hear? My brother said, you know, talk about men falling into a snare. So why can't we do it? Huh? It costs something to have fellowship. Yes, it does. And generally, we're not willing to pay that. We're here in Christian fellowship. For us to abide in that fellowship, it will cost us. As long as we're willing to pay, we're in the fellowship. When we think that God is beating us out of something or doing wrong, then we're not in the fellowship. Pastor Timothy said his choice. That means everything. He chose your brother. He chose your sister. He chose your situation, your circumstance. That's his prerogative. Your trials, your afflictions? Absolutely. The ones he wants, as long as he
wants.
Now, we aren't wise because we say, Lord, get me out of this trouble. Absolutely not. He's wise to say, I'll get you out when you need to come out. See? If it was up to us, we'd say, no trouble. I don't want none of that. And we get in a little bit and we say, oh, God, deliver me. Oh, God, deliver me. Yeah, some say, come, Lord Jesus, with that same wickedness. Not that they deserve to, they long to see him. They long to get out of their trouble. That's not good. Huh? Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. because I desire you. And until you come, I'll abide in the fellowship. Because I desire you. Not only I desire you so much, I got to get away from Sharon. Come on. Come on. We say it like that. Say, come on. Praise the Lord. We got to suffer with these folk another day. Hallelujah. And again, you know, you figure, well, just other folk don't know. You know, I told you the testimony between these two. They'd had trouble sometime. They'd all say the same thing. Ron would talk to me and say, oh, Tim, man, you ought to work with it. Tim said, man, you ain't work with Ron. They both said, I work with both of them. Praise the Lord. You think I don't know so-and-so? I live here just like you do. I handle it different, but I know what you know. As much as I want to know, and I really don't want to know anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because if you knew what I knew, then you know why I deal with them the way well, no. We don't want to know it like that. Then I'd be doing what you were doing. I need some deliverance. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I want to know Christ in you only. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. But something good came out of it. It's probably the best team we got. Of course, they don't only work among themselves. They work with anybody. Hallelujah. They both have their strong suits, though, you know. Hallelujah. Tim is a finished man. You know, hallelujah. Tim is a let's get it done man. Glory, glory. Well, the two can meet. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. They can complement each other. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your brother, your sister can compliment you. Yeah, they're your helpers. Amen. They help you in your salvation. Mm-hmm. In your purification. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. What we should ask is, God, help me to hear. Now, we have ears to hear. We still need God's help. We should just understand that. And forever praying, Lord, help me to hear. I do pray. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. See? But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. God's choice. Hallelujah. God's choice. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only partakers of his suffering, but partakers of his glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Partakers of all that he had. Everybody understand that? Y'all know what heirs are? Right. And we are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. To say that another way, God's not trying to take good things from us, endeavor to give us good things. When we meet up with the seducing spirit, it turns it around. God's trying to take my good stuff. what kind of God would he be? If he's trying to take your good stuff. He's trying to convince you that it's no good. And he needs to get it from you so he can give you the good stuff. Remember the man who went away sorrowful? He thought he had good stuff. If he wouldn't part from it, God couldn't save him. Same with you. We think our feelings. Boy, we really esteem them. Good stuff. Good. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. How about the faith God you gave him? Good stuff. Good stuff. Hallelujah. How about the trial of it? Good stuff. Precious in God's sight. Now, God could give us faith and not try it, but it wouldn't save us. You know, prove all things. He goes by his own word. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we've been called, we've been ordained to believe the truth. And sometimes it looks like that's not the case, but God said so. Hallelujah. Or is that which in us that opposes the truth, he'll have to burn it up. It is there, you know. You've heard of perfecting of the saints, huh? Yeah, that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. That's part of this operation for the perfecting of the saints. Shut up, God. Well, well, well. Oh, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry. Thank you, Lord. What do you feel, Anne? What do you feel? Yeah, you. What did you just say? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Praise God. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That's just a given. Deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Not what we believe, but who we believe. How we believe God. We know in whom we have believed. We know he's able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, if I consider it and say, well, how can I say these things so that each one is not offended, I never get the job done. And it's not that I'm trying to offend you. It's I'm endeavoring to be faithful to God so that I can really be of service to you and be faithful to God. If I please me, I wouldn't please God. And if I please you, I won't please God. See? Praise the Lord. Now, don't think, well, Pastor Rice, he's not careful with me. Yes, I am. I consider you as God's anointed. Praise the Lord. So woe is me if I misrepresent. Huh? Thank you, Lord. If I don't tell you the truth that you ought to be told in the manner and the spirit that God would have me to. Hallelujah. Now, there are some that tell me, I appreciate you, Pastor, and others say I'm glad you're here. And well, I like to hear that. Praise the Lord. Not for my sake, for the gospel's sake. Me being here. No, you're agreeing that this is a work of God. Holly, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, Dorothy. I remember when Dorothy came. She had some crossroads up there in North Carolina, right? Where's that little crossroad place you were from? Yeah. Well, it's just a little place. Yeah, I went through there once. And I said, I'm going to look for that place where, man, it's so little I missed it. Hallelujah. Well, we're glad she's here. We're glad she's here. Hallelujah. Like quite a few of us, we've come here since Brother Steer has gone on. I was amazed to see that. I went to look at attrition once, and then I figured out that most of the people here came since Brother Steer left. Yeah. Really? Y'all didn't know that? Hallelujah. Dorothy's one of them. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad she's here? Diane's one of them. You glad she's here? How about Neil? You glad? We're going to keep going. Hallelujah. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we get along with our neighbor, but he has to get along with us. So in all godliness and honesty, let's try to make it easy on him. Is that all right? Pastor Rice, you make sure you live by your words. Absolutely. Try to make it easy on y'all. Oh, Edward, you going to pray for us, brother? Hallelujah. Is that, yeah. Is that cow still kicking, brother?
No, sir.
No?
She's in the ground.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, Sister Angela.
That's right. So hard to get out of this today.
Praise God.
But, and I did want to do it. And if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Truth, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So, a few days ago, when I was there on the altar, God showed me that I lack love for my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Help her now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, your compassion, your long-suffering, oh God.
And we walk around and say, oh God, bless you, I love you, God bless you, I love you. And it's not real love. It's not the love of God. It's just like a cliche.
Amen.
You know, and then when it's time to show that love, we don't show it. I don't show it. And I go into this this protection mode, trying to protect me, myself.
Defense.
Right. And it's so wrong. And I would just like to apologize to everybody because it's me. It's not my sisters and brothers. I like love. And I'm supposed to love with the love of God. And then I allow that self-love, that worldly love, is not the love of God, to get in place. And it overrides, that carnal overrides that the love of God, because the love of God is denying yourself.
Hallelujah.
You know, not cooperating in feelings and emotions and, you know, and when he spoke on feelings, that's when I was trying to get out of it. I was like, man. So, like I said, I repent. Forgive me. I am wrong. And we walk around and we misjudge one another. We judge one another off what we see and not know what God doing in that person's heart and what God doing for them, you know. And then we try to justify with carnal reasoning, you know. And, you know, I had to come clean because I was in bondage to that, you know. And it was holding me hostage. And even, I'm not blaming on this, but even that little time when I was going off talking with Brother Paul, that was just wrong because most times, we get together, he's wanting to talk about everybody. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to talk about Jesus, what he's doing, you know. So I participated in it, so I'm just as wrong as, you know, he is, but I had to get away from that because it was killing me on the inside. It was killing my spirit, and I couldn't, you know, I was bound up, you know.
I love you.
Amen. And so, saints, we got to love with the love of God. That little love that we came here with, that's trash. That's garbage. It's not going to work. And so, like I said, just forgive me. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't God good? All right, God does know what to say then. That. Hallelujah. Well, you peeped in Sister Angela's closet. I didn't do no such thing. I don't have to do that. I yield myself to God. Of course, the message is not just for Angela. It's for us. Feelings won't get you in the right place. No, no, no. They're so deceptive. Yes, yes, yes. They're to protect you. Yeah, you. That's all this that she said it right, like I said it. It's standing in defense, but not defense of the gospel. I stand in defense of the gospel. Usually we stand in defense of our feelings or our doctrine, you know, or our preferences. No good. Let us stand in defense of the good news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I told you Angela could look like an angel. Y'all didn't believe me, did you? God is able. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll welcome you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you. Wow. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father, help me, Jesus. Yes, and this is the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Thank you, Lord.
And every one of us can say, of whom?
I'm chief.
I am chief.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you don't go by your feelings, Father. Because I don't think any one of us would exist.
Amen,
if you did. Because you hate sin.
Truth, Lord.
And we are sinful creatures.
Amen.
Which is why we delight in the good news.
Hallelujah.
That's why we take great delight in it. Father, thank you for the testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
What a beautiful testimony. God is always so good.
Thank you, Lord.
When we come to ourselves, Lord, that's the best testimony I think that there can be, is when we come to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Unlike the, what's that story that the pastor told us about the four brothers and getting the raft or whatever? And they're going down the river. And God, we're in one of those situations. One of those situations. And God has brought to my remembrance that we can be away from the Father, out of fellowship with the Father, not because of the Father, but because of us.
Amen.
And yet standing somewhere in a hut that we think is a mansion and looking over at the Father's house and saying, look how wicked them people are over there. Well, God, we fall in one of them categories of the four.
Amen, brother.
And my prayer, Lord God, is that wherever category we're in, that we come to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Understanding, God. You woke me up with that this morning and you put that on my heart almost daily, I think. Understanding is a spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Understanding is not a doctrine. It's not a pet. It's not a doctrine. It's not a pet peeve against certain sins.
Amen.
It's not our feelings. Understanding is a spirit. And Father, we have to get that from you if we have it at all. And, so Lord, thank you for the spirit of understanding, which comes from you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because otherwise, Lord, we just don't have it. And everything is, as we heard again today, without understanding, everything is the letter.
Truth.
Everything is just letter. And as our dear sister Andrew just said, it's just words. Without understanding, it's just words. So, Father God, my prayer always to me, Lord God, is not just for me, but for all of us, Lord. Make us true. Make us true witnesses.
Yes, Lord.
Make us true worshipers.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, that we will represent you right, Lord.
Yes.
We represent you right. And for the sake of the gospel,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And for the sake of all of us who have received the gospel by your grace, and all of us who have failed in the gospel,
thank you, Lord,
in some way, shape, or form,
true, Lord,
because all have sinned,
yes,
and come short of the glory of God. For the gospel's sake, and for all of our sake who received the gospel, Lord, I pray to you, and I ask you this, that you give us understanding, because, Father, you know, the pastor asked a question that really shook me to the core. He's asked it a few times, and it's one that makes me go, oh, my Lord, I help me, Jesus. He says, how are the mighty fallen?
Hallelujah.
And I say, my God, and I look back, and I say, my God, the mighty men that we've had here.
Yes, Lord.
God, what was it that made them fall, Lord? Of course, we could say a million things. And but, Lord, as you told me again, I tell you, I testify, Lord. Yes, as you put on my spirit, you spoke to my spirit personally, where I cannot speak about the things I've seen and heard.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I asked that question. I said, my God, how the mighty fallen. And what's to keep me from doing the same thing, Lord?
Hallelujah.
And, you know, one of the things, God, that you impressed on me just this morning, was I said, wow. You know, Pastor Rice is here. But many of his, what do you want to call it, Lord God? His, all those who were mighty as he is. They're not. And I said, well, how was that? And I remember Brother Stair, the man of God, that you allowed to fall into certain sins.
Yes.
You allowed that, God.
Truth.
Didn't change a thing, because he was called and birthed from his mother's womb.
Thank you, Lord.
To be raised up to be who you said he would be.
Thank you, Lord.
And you cannot lie. You knew his end from his beginning.
Thank you, Lord.
When you declared that to him, you already knew what he was going to do in every day of his life.
Amen.
As he told us, he was jogging down the street one day. God said, I see you.
Amen.
He's in the bathtub. God said, I see you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So nothing he did took you by surprise.
Hallelujah.
But, oh God, the mighty men. The mighty men. God, just as the scriptures clearly lay out for us. Why did the mighty men fall in Jesus' day? You know, they all had something in common, Lord. They brought the woman to Jesus, accusing the woman of certain sins. Sins that they considered for somehow above every other sin for some reason. But Lord, you quickly put that in perspective.
Amen.
You very quickly put that in perspective.
Lord.
In other words, you took the letter out of it.
Thank you, Lord.
And no, I'm not going to shut up.
Hallelujah.
Shut up, shut up, shut up. No.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every mighty man, all the mighty men on these grounds that fell. They fell because they considered Brother Stair's sin greater than their own.
Amen.
Why? Because it involves sex.
Mm.
Or what they perceived was sex. Having no idea what God was really doing.
Hallelujah.
Having no idea what God was really, really, really doing. Because understanding is a spirit.
Truth, Lord.
It's not a doctrine. It's not a pet peeve against this sin. just as Sister Andrew just said, they didn't know what God was doing. Pastor Roberts, this will never happen again. Ah! Huh? Dow. Tim Cheeks. Tim Butler. David Jackson. I could go on and on and on. And they all had one thing in common amongst their other sins. They had one thing in common. They didn't believe that a man of God could commit that sin and be forgiven.
Amen.
No matter how many times it's been proven in the Word, in our own lives.
Amen, brother. Thank God.
That is not the sin unto death.
Thank you, Lord.
To do right about that sin is to confess it, to believe it's sin.
Amen.
And to confess it to the Lord our God, who is able not only to forgive you, but to cleanse you.
Hallelujah.
From all unrighteousness. Woo! So, is that a license to continue therein? No. Again, understanding, not letter. No, that's not a license. But nor is it a license to presume and walk in the sin of presumption.
Thank you, Lord.
David spoke about that sin. He said, Lord, cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Thank you, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins.
Yes,
let me not presume that one, I can sin and not have to give an account.
All right. Help me, Jesus.
But also let me not presume that I can surmise that I see sin and here and here and here and here and here. You know, the brother in the hut looking back at the father's house saying, my God, some people are committing this and they're committing that. Let me not presume.
Amen.
That I can do that and my own sin not be called into account. We're all sinners.
Amen, brother.
Saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Yes, Lord. And Father God, I can testify that by your grace and by your spirit, I've done right about my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I have.
Thank you, Father.
And if I sin today, you know what I'm going to do?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do right.
Thank you, Father.
Because the grace of God is still with me.
Thank you, Lord.
The grace of God is still with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, in the Spirit of God, to bring conviction is still with us.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, there'd be no acknowledgement of sin.
Truth, Lord.
You could not have done that this morning, Angela, without the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Because understanding is a spirit.
Hallelujah.
And so, Lord, my prayer to you for the gospel's sake and for the saints of God who believe the gospel's sake, because there's many saints right now that are walking in that are in sin. That every one of us have sin.
Amen, brother.
You say any man say he has no sin, he's a liar. He makes God a liar. Absolutely.
Amen.
So I dare not say that. In fact, I'm glad. I'm so glad that I have sinned. What if Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and he didn't find any?
Hallelujah.
That's what I heard.
Amen.
And I can only speak of the things I've seen and heard. So what if he didn't find any? Was he looking for fornicators or adulterers?
Sinners.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You answer. So, Heavenly Father, and of course, again, taking that out of the letter, adultery and fornication is not, the sexual is only to demonstrate the spiritual.
Exactly.
You can, there are monks and nuns going to hell. Never, and never having touched another woman or a man.
Truth, Lord.
Yet the biggest adulterers and fornicators in the face of the earth. Why? Because they have embraced another God.
Hallelujah.
Another doctrine. Another way of life that is not the way, that not the life, the way of the path to righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
There's millions of ways. There's millions of ways to go to hell.
Amen, brother.
There's only one way and one path, and it's a narrow path.
Hallelujah.
And that path does not come by your works or my works. It does not come by my righteous works.
Hallelujah.
It does not come by your righteous works. You're filthy. Your works is filthy rags. My righteousness is filthy rags.
Thank you, Lord.
There's only one that measured up. This is the gospel, by the way.
Amen, amen.
There's only one that measured up.
Thank you, Lord.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Woo! And God told me, he told me that if I believe on him, my sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
I am washed. I am cleansed.
Thank you, Lord.
And my soul is saved.
Thank you, Lord.
He also told me, if I believe on him, he given me power.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Yes. To become a son of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because he's given us grace to still believe that, we are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you think is going on here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Period.
Yes, Lord.
And no, I'm not going to shut up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Hallelujah.
And which is hypocrisy. Lord, I don't pray. I pray that whatever we be, Lord, let us not be hypocrites.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us come to ourselves and be like Angela.
Thank you, Lord.
And get honest with God.
Let it be, Lord.
About ourselves.
Help me, Jesus.
Not be in the pig pen and say, good grief, they are filthy. No.
Amen.
I'm filthy.
Yes. Amen.
I'm filthy, Lord. When I look at you and I see your face, God, I say, woe is me. I am undone. I have no other recourse. None at all. Maybe I'll go with Pastor Rice and we'll go outside. We'll go out back in the woods and we'll strap ourselves to a tree so that we don't look on another woman. So that we don't ever, we don't ever touch another woman, you know, whatever. Then I'm a shoo-in. I'm a shoo-in then, boy.
Not so.
I can have unforgiveness. I can have jealousy.
Thank you, Lord.
I can have bitterness. I can have malice. I can have self-righteousness. I can be a Pharisee, a Sadducee, a scribe, a lawyer, a hypocrite.
Beautiful.
Never having touched another woman. Thank you. He said it, y'all. He said it.
Hallelujah.
And he ain't going to shut up either. He already told you.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the hope that we still have within us, Lord, as we heard the other day. Abraham hoped against hope.
Amen.
So do we.
Hallelujah.
We hope against hope.
Amen.
Our flesh gives us no hope.
Amen.
But here's what your word tells us. If when we were enemies,
thank you, Lord,
If we were enemies, when we were enemies,
thank you, Lord.
God, by the death of his son, we were reconciled.
Hallelujah.
How much more shall we, by his life, be saved?
Hallelujah.
Be saved by his life. And the life of Christ dwells within us.
Amen.
The life of Christ is here on these grounds.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you say, think, or hear,
thank you, Lord,
or believe.
Amen, amen.
The life of Christ is here.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm not going to shut up.
Hallelujah.
Whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm going to believe. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Father God, today for this this word as it pricks and searches each one of us, Lord God, because our feelings sure play a big role in how we hear.
Amen.
So, Lord God, help us to go beyond that. Help us to come up higher.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, grant us the spirit of understanding.
Yes, Father.
That we hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. All right, all hearts and minds clear. Thank you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. All right, Brother Neil, you got...
We just have some more berries over Maple Ridge along the fence lines. By the there's an abundant amount of blackberries over there that need to be picked.
And if God give us berries, we say, thank you, Jesus. Well, we need some laborers. Need some... For the harvest. You love me, Charlene? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.